From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is backing for the first time a comprehensive proposal for overhauling the nation's health care system, a plan that includes elements of health care bills previously passed by the House and Senate. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the proposal is being unveiled just days before the president convenes a bipartisan summit on the health care issue.
The White House says the proposal released today represents the president's opening bid for Thursday's summit meeting and that he's still prepared to incorporate Republican ideas. The president uses the Senate bill as a starting point, but provides more financial help to states and individuals to pay for health care coverage. His proposal also preserves a tax on so-called Cadillac health care plans, but exempts more of them and phases the tax in more slowly. And he'd set up a new federal panel to regulate health insurance premiums. The White House has not explicitly threatened to muscle the plan through the Senate without Republican support, but a spokesman says the plan was crafted to allow maximum flexibility for an up or down vote. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
An Afghan immigrant accused of planning a bomb attack in New York City will plead guilty to terrorism charges later today. Najibullah Zazi, who's accused of training with Al-Qaeda, was arrested last fall. He said he was planning a major attack on the subway system in New York. Despite efforts to avoid civilian casualties, NATO says an airstrike has killed at least 27 Afghan civilians in the southern part of that country. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Kabul that these latest deaths are raising fears that the United States and NATO forces are losing the battle for the support of the Afghan public.
NATO officials issued a statement saying its pilots believed they were attacking a convoy of insurgent fighters, but when ground forces reached the scene, they found that the dead included women and children. The Afghan cabinet condemned the attack, calling it unjustifiable. The Interior Ministry said the airstrike hit three minibuses traveling on a main highway in central Afghanistan, and that all those killed and injured were civilians. General Stanley McChrystal, the top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, said that he personally offered condolences to Afghan President Hamid Karzai and promised a full investigation. McChrystal has said protecting civilians is a key part of his counterinsurgency strategy. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
After gains in stock prices over the past four trading sessions on Wall Street, investors appear to be taking a breather today, especially in light of a cautious outlook on the economy from some major consumer companies such as Lowe's and Campbell's Soup. Both reported today solid earnings, but they caution that the recovery is likely to be gradual in pace. Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 15 points at 10,388. The NASDAQ Composite Index is off 6. The S&P 500 is down 3 points. This is NPR News from Washington. A new survey of economists is indicating that most expect only modest growth in the economy this year, but they see little risk the U.S. economy will slide back into a recession. Lynn Reeser is president of the National Association of Business Economics.
Our economists believe that a healthy recovery is underway and that we will not have a double-dip recession either in 2010 or 2011.
Reeser says the economists also expect an increase in hiring by businesses this year. The European Commission is proposing an international ban on trading in bluefish tuna. Terry Schultz in Brussels reports the move comes in response to fears the bluefin is being harvested into extinction.
The European Union's Environment Commissioner, Janusz Potocznik, says Atlantic bluefin tuna populations have been decimated by 80% from overfishing in the last few decades, and there's no choice left but to act now.
Today, the likelihood of the Atlantic bluefin tuna surviving as the species is very low unless action is taken to protect it.
What the European Commission, the EU's executive body, is proposing to member states is to support a ban on the bluefin tuna trade starting next year to let stocks recover. That common EU position would then be presented next month at a meeting of the UN body that decides international trade rules on endangered species. However, Cyprus, Greece, Malta, and Spain are said to oppose the proposal. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Toyota says it has received a subpoena from a federal grand jury indicating a criminal probe of the company's vehicle safety problems is underway. Toyota says the documents being sought relate to unintended acceleration in some of its vehicles, as well as braking system problems in late model Prius hybrid cars. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.